from KQED.
Stubborn and persistent. That pretty much describes California's jobs picture. New figures from the state Friday confirm it. Our unemployment rate remained stuck at 12.4% in September. That's more than 2 million Californians without a job. And with the election just over a week away, the candidates for governor are talking up their plans to create more jobs. Joining us for this week's campaign check of the facts is Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers. And John, both candidates talking a lot about jobs, no surprise there given the unemployment rate, but Meg Whitman has really focused on it. What exactly is she saying?
Yeah, Scott, you're right. She's made it the cornerstone, I think, of her entire campaign. Really, the central reason, I think, she thinks that voters should elect her governor. Here's what she said about jobs and what she would do in the first gubernatorial debate, which was in late September.
I put together a very detailed plan to create 2 million new private sector jobs by 2015. First, I want to do some targeted tax cuts. As I said, I want to eliminate the factory tax. This is a tax that penalizes manufacturers. I want to eliminate the startup tax, which is a big stop sign in front of budding entrepreneurs. Before you deliver a single service or a single product, you have to pay the state an $800 LLC fee. I want to eliminate that. I also want to make sure that we streamline regulation.
So, John Myers, she says 2 million jobs in the private sector in 5 years. How does she come up with those numbers?
Well, there's a large two-page spread in her policy pamphlet that breaks them down by sectors, like 208,000 in manufacturing, 375,000 in retail, and so on. Now, the Whitman campaign says they got the numbers by looking at historic trends for recovery from recessions, and they put the policy changes, the tax cuts, all the things you heard her talk about, into some models that they say were vetted in part by the Hoover Institute at Stanford University. But the economists that I have spoken to this week really range from what I'd call skeptical to almost dismissive of the promise of 2 million jobs in 5 years. Here's economist Christopher Thornburg, who I talked to, who's based in L.A., and he specializes in studying the California economy.
I find that to be particularly humorous. It's completely illogical to sit here and claim that your policy change is going to create 2 million jobs when a couple of years ago we were at full employment.
I mean, his point there, I think, is if regulations and taxes are so bad in California, why was unemployment so low just a few years ago, really under the same system? The answer that Thornburg says to the state's problems is the national recovery, not really a major change in the short term in government policy.
Well, not to be outdone, Jerry Brown is also talking about jobs. John, let's hear what he had to say in that same first debate.
My plan is to invest in clean energy, the green tech of the future. I don't want to go back to the 19th century and listen to the oil companies from Texas. I want to stand firm on AB 32, our climate and new energy jobs bill. We can build 20,000 megawatts and again become the leader in wind and solar and geothermal in efficiency. We can get those transmission lines built. And when I talk about green jobs, I don't just mean solar collectors in the desert. I mean hiring young men and women in the roofing companies that I've seen in the southern and northern California. You can put people to work retrofitting the inefficient buildings of California by the hundreds of thousands.
John Myers, a more modest number perhaps than Meg Whitman, but can you really create hundreds of thousands of jobs just basically installing insulation?
Yeah, it's a good question. Hundreds of thousands, I think, is a little bit of a rhetorical flourish there from Jerry Brown. His plan, which is on his website, as is Meg Whitman's, I should point out, promises 500,000 new jobs in 10 years. Now, their numbers come from two studies that were done by alternative energy researchers. Some of the jobs that Brown is promising are linked to the state's quest for a larger percentage of energy coming from renewable resources. This has been a push of Governor Schwarzenegger as well. They talk about the solar industry jobs there. But a lot of them are coming as well from energy efficiency. There was one of those studies that you heard him mention. I should note that when you read the reports, they are a lot more nuanced in their projections than you would hear from Brown on the campaign trail. And again, the economists I've spoken to are skeptical. Here, once again, is economist Chris Thornburg, who says that Jerry Brown's plan has its own problems.
Jerry is doing something that is equally scary to economists. He wants to come in and create the industries of the future. Now, I say that's scary because, frankly, politicians have a terrible track record. For the most part, they don't tend to pick the right firms, the right industries, the right buttons to push, if you will.
And John Myers, we should point out, I guess, that Chris Thornburg is not affiliated with either of these campaigns, right?
Correct. And the economists that I've spoken to today, not supporting one candidate or the other, endorse them. But again, you know, seem to say that politicians on the campaign trail probably overpromise what government can do, especially in the short run, to stimulate the private sector.
And, you know, John, in spite of what the economists say, it does seem that Meg Whitman is getting a lot of support from business. The California Chamber of Commerce and a lot of other local business groups are supporting her. Is that just pretty standard for Republican candidates to win those endorsements, or is there something in particular about Meg Whitman, do you think?
Well, they certainly seem to endorse Republicans more. I mean, the California Chamber of Commerce has only endorsed a candidate for governor twice in its very long history, Arnold Schwarzenegger and now Meg Whitman. But, you know, a lot of business groups have been pushing for regulatory reform and tax cuts for businesses for years. And it's not surprising, I don't think, when you see what she's calling for, that they would endorse that way. And I think, again, the bottom line here for voters really is, what actions can a governor, can elected officials really do in the short run to change things? If you look at some of the projections that the State Department of Finance, for example, is saying about how jobs will recover on the natural in California, in 2 years from now, they're predicting as many as another couple of 100,000 jobs just on the natural as they believe the recovery starts to kick in. And I think that's the real key here, is how much can you do in the short term? It seems like both candidates overpromising to a certain extent.
And I guess, John, in a sense, in defense of Brown and Whitman, if they weren't talking about jobs, if they weren't making these kinds of promises, people like us would be saying, what are you going to do about jobs, right?
Yeah, I think voters want to see something, and the press is no different. We want to say, what are you going to do, and how are you going to do it, and how are you going to fix things? And, you know, the old quote by Mario Cuomo is that you campaign in poetry and you govern in prose probably is true here. You have to give people a sense of what you can do for them. And I think the real balancing point is what you can do versus what you really can do once you get in office.
All right. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers. John, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And you can listen to past Campaign Check segments and read Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman's job creation plans. Just look for the links at our website, californiareport.org.